No, we're not. No.
All right. Welcome to Commissioner's Court today. We trust everybody had a very significant Thanksgiving. As we begin today, as we all stand together, is there someone who would open our meeting today with an invocation? Yes. Thank you, Captain.
Our gracious God, we come to you today. We thank you for the opportunity to just ask you for guidance. Mm-hmm. And we thank you for this great country and the men and women with the sacrifices they've made to keep her safe and to keep her free. We ask you, Father, for wisdom for this court today. And Lord, in your word, you said there's a time and a season for everything. And we ask for the season of comfort. Help us to focus on you this holiday season and give us safety and be with the healthcare workers and the men and women who are suffering, the families who have lost loved ones due to this COVID crisis. In Christ's name, I ask all these things.
Amen. Thank you. And our pledges?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Let the record reflect that all are present here today. Do I have a motion to accept the court agenda?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Are there any citizens here today who would like to comment on anything on our court agenda? If there are none, then let's go ahead and move forward. The court will consider and discuss its discretion take action on the following items. Amanda.
Good morning. Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. This morning, I do have the additional carryover list from some departments. We have three carryovers to ask for today. The County Treasurer requests her remaining funds to be used for professional development, her professional development funds to be carried over for 2021. The County Engineer, $1,500. They had a rotary system level that they ordered prior to 9:30, that order ended up being canceled, so we're asking to carry over those funds so that they can buy that rotary system in 2021.
What is a rotary level system?
I think it's basically a level, like a electronic leveling system. I saw a couple of Home Depot quotes on it, and
should work off a laser.
Yeah. And then the sheriff's office.
We have a motion on the table. To move. Is there a second?
Hold on, I want to hear about the sheriff. I want to know where this is coming from.
Okay, and we'll have discussion here in just a second, Commissioner. We do have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it. So
okay, now let's discuss it. Go ahead.
And the sheriff's office has $675,000 requested. This is not to do with the salary and benefits that are going to be used for the range. This one is instead for additional body cams, Coban, and capital needs for the jail. The sheriff's office has changed the contract for the way that they're handling body cameras, giving a little bit better warranty on the camera itself. And so that's increasing the cost a little bit on those cameras. And so since some of those are going to be replaced, we're asking for the additional funds for that, along with the capital needs for the jail. The big one is obviously the jail.
I don't understand why we just finished the budget process. We're just starting a new budget year, and there's already a request for an additional $675,000. And why is the sheriff not here to ask for this himself?
I did talk to the sheriff's office about this. They did request the carryover. Basically, they did speak in the budget workshop about carrying over their funds. Okay, and so a lot of those funds were going to be used for the capital projects. They have part of their capital projects is their range. And their range, as you guys have graciously funded Commissioner Metter, Commissioner Riley, and Commissioner Nowak, the range came in a little bit. The first original quote also came in a little bit higher. So we're kind of looking at all of their projects in a whole and kind of where we stand on the budget and kind of what we know some contract increases already.
Well, sometimes when a quote comes in higher, instead of getting more money, you just have to wait until another time to get it done. And I, again, we are just starting the budget year. I don't want to give another $675,000 to the Sheriff's Department when I think we were already very generous during the budget hearings.
What did we each do?
We carried over, we let him carry over his salary and his benefits. Mm-hmm. We are more generous to him than any other departments. I move that we, well, I guess
Wait a minute. What did we do for the range? Did we give money for the range out of our budgets?
That's correct.
What did we do?
Yes. So each of you, each commissioner gave, besides Commissioner Metz, gave $250,000 towards the range. The range quote, because they talked with the command staff, changed from a 25-yard to a 50-yard range. That increased the cost by about $700,000. But that's just a quote. We haven't bid it out. We haven't gone through that process. We expect the bid to be obviously lower than that quote. But I mean, that is the reason for their part of the carryover, and the fact that there are some capital projects that the sheriff's office does need inside the jail.
But and he's got a jail fund for those.
When you have noted on there, salary and benefits already carried over for range.
Yes.
Okay, so we already have monies that we have carried over right now already for the range?
Yes.
Or is that included in the 677?
No.
So this is additional.
Yes.
And this is additional 675 for body cams, Coban, and... Captain?
And where is this coming from again, Amanda? Where is this 675?
This is the operational money in 2020 that they're just asking to carry over in 2021. So moving the money, the unused money from 2020 into 2021.
First of all, Sheriff's on route. He anticipated a 9:30 start and didn't realize it was 9 o'clock also. So I've already spoke to him. He's en route. Take just a few moments to go back and walk you through. As you know, 2020 has been a weird year. So some of the expenditures that we had planned to make related to Coban upgrades, body cameras. We're trying to go to body cameras for every deputy, and they're very expensive. And so we want to not only have the body camera, but we want to have the body camera when the deputy turns on his or her lights, that automatically starts that body camera. That requires an upgrade to the Coban because they're tied to it.
How many people do not have this today?
It's a shorter list of how many people actually have it. And I think we have 45 that are currently in place right now in use of all of the deputies on the street that are responding to calls.
Approximately 30% of the deputies that have it. So you got a ton of them that don't.
Yeah. So we're probably about 270 to 300 deputies without body cameras right now.
And this is carryover money that we have here. This is not new money. This is not coming out of contingency.
Correct, Judge.
This is money that was in your account that's carried over that we just have not used.
And you have to remember, a lot of the purchases that we had anticipated making were thrown into a little bit of a queue for COVID. So a lot of the rollouts that we were starting to move forward with didn't happen. And that allowed us a time to really reflect on what's the best practices with equipment, with the interfaces between the actual body camera that's on the deputy's chest and the car, so that everything is synced together. We're not having to duplicate storage, but we're also going to need some storage. So there are a lot of costs with that. IT has been very supportive in helping us have the space, but we really need those to protect not only the deputies, but the county as a whole from liability.
I mean, is this affecting our current budget?
Basically, Judge, the money, if you decided not to go with this today, then basically whatever is left over in the sheriff's budget in 2020 would end up hitting fund balance, okay? So basically, instead of it hitting fund balance, the sheriff's office is asking to move that over to 2021 so that they can use that in 2021. Because the current accounting practices don't allow the sheriff's office now, since it's after 9:30, to go ahead and use those funds in 2020. That money is off limits for them to use out of 2020 unless they get the approval from Commissioner's Court to carry those funds over.
Why can't we just sit on this money, let the sheriff use a budget that we've already graciously given him, and towards the end of the budget year, if he needs these funds, we can move them back. But again, we just gave him a budget.
I would fundamentally agree with the commissioner on that. The only difficulty is you only got 30% of your people with body cams. That's a problem, I mean, as I see it. And if we have resources there to do it, to get our first responders equipped I don't think any of us would disagree with the need to keep our people equipped. I'd vote in favor of it.
What's changed right now today, or what will change January the 1st to make it where you can get these body cams quicker, or you can order them? What's changed?
It's upgrading the existing Coband equipment in the car so that it's compatible with the body camera itself.
But can you get that done now?
Yes, it's ready. The technology is there. The availability is there. We just simply need the resources to make those orders to
Sheriff
do that.
Just arrived. Sheriff, can you come up and share with us a little bit?
And just to let you guys know, the Sheriff's Office, this is what they normally do. Normally, they will save their money towards the end of the year, and then at the end of the year, they will do a big project. This year, we weren't able to do that big project just due to, you know, extenuating circumstances with COVID and everything else. But this is not something out of the norm for the Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office normally does kind of scrape his funds together. I know I'm going to use that term loosely, to figure out what additional projects that he may need that weren't necessarily funded out of the original budget.
But this need
and
for
I
body
think
cameras
I remember.
Can't be new. I mean, why? And I don't understand how COVID would delay you from ordering the body cameras at any point in time last year.
Well,
the money was in your budget the whole year.
Well, the need did change after the George Floyd incident. It certainly moved up that timetable. It was something that, you know, we have very few body cameras. I personally have some issues with body cameras and have resisted buying those, but I felt that there was a windfall change and that it was time for us to go ahead and do it. The list of reasons that I have that are problems with them is long, but I think those have now been, you know, outweighed by the public that's asking for all of our deputies to have these. And the deputies themselves are asking for them. So they have, those incidents have changed my mind, and that has happened this year. And it was, it also works, I don't know how much Holifield told you, but it works hand in glove, the body cameras do with our existing system. So the body camera actually replaces the microphones in the in-car video systems. So the microphones break, they're expensive, they're replaced on a regular basis. So those are eliminated. The body camera actually docks in the car and becomes the microphone for the in-car and for the body camera.
How much do you need to equip every single deputy on the street with this system?
A lot more than this.
Okay, so how many is this going to buy? Because I'm all for, if you want to use this for body cams and Coband only, not for the jail, not for any other projects, you take the $675,000 and you use it specifically for body cameras for deputies, and that's the only use, I'm okay with.
Yeah, I think that's what Amanda...
She said it was going to be used for some jail projects and some other things, and there's a jail fund for that.
Capital projects involved in that, because I would agree with the commissioner on that.
I'll do that.
Especially as it is listed, these are for body cams, Coband, and we don't see the end of and... But given where we're at and the amount of people that don't have them, for me personally, I mean, that's a disconcerting. And with what you're saying here, Sheriff, is we need to do it.
I think we're kind of going down a slippery slope by telling them that this is what you have to do with this. I understand that's what budgets are for, and I understand that's what line items are for and all the above. Anything could happen with something... And I don't want to use the jail every time, anywhere in his operations that he may need something. This money is strictly tied to just the body cams. I think that's kind of...
Well, that was
It says that's what it's for.
Hmm?
It says that's what it's for.
Yeah, and capital needs.
Yeah.
Well, once again, so he's the sheriff. He's elected by the people, and I don't think we need to be dictating to him how to run his show over there. I'm...
Well, in the issue of capital needs, though, we addressed that during the budget.
Correct.
I understand.
That's the only thing I'm thinking. But if we need to have the cams, we need to get the cams for sure.
Well, I mean, we try to manage our budget as best we can.
Of course.
I mean, this was a request that we put before y'all, and we did it for a reason. I mean, I did it in consultation with my team and with the budget office. I mean, this isn't, it's not intentional savings.
Sure.
It's savings that we get through zero-based, and we don't know where some of those savings are going to be until toward the end of the year. And then we all collectively come together and figure out the best use for that.
I think, too, just hearing what I'm hearing and seeing what I'm seeing with how crazy things are, I think there's there's deputies and law enforcement people now that are more willing to have that body cam than they ever had before because they're scared to do their job. And I don't mean scared. They just, they're hesitant to do what they need to do, and that's going to get somebody in trouble big time.
False accusations, you I think, what you're talking about.
Or get hurt, hesitate not doing something because they're afraid that they can't prove something.
And new cameras do come with these. So as we bring the new systems on board, they're already going to have the body cam. So this isn't going to be, there's not going to be a big reach back for this.
Well, we have right now a motion and a second. So we'll call the question and we'll vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm not in favor of letting him spend it however he wants. I think it should be used on. I'm just making a statement.
Okay, no, I got you.
It should be used on.
It's
okay.
That's written here, is with okay. Capital needs, as written here.
That's so. What we're voting on, as it is right there. So is that a no?
That's I am not, yes.
Okay, so we have 4 in favor, 1 nay. Thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Sheriff.
All right. Let's move on. County Auditor, Rakesh.
Morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Item 9A, consider an approved payment of accounts.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Rakesh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. County Judge, consider and accept fully executed interlocal agreements from Conroe, New Canyon, Splendora, Willis, Montgomery, and Magnolia ISDs. This is for the CARES funds that we voted on in the last meeting to give to our independent school districts. Do we have a motion to accept?
Move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Sheriff, you're back on. Item number 11A.
All right, good morning again, and I apologize for being late. That's what I get for keeping my own calendar. When we talked last week, I put it on there myself at 9:30, so that is my fault. So on 11A, we ask that you consider and take all appropriate action to execute a contract for tow rotation management system services with URI. Authorize Sheriff to execute any necessary agreements on behalf of Montgomery County.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Sheriff,
good work
thank you very
this.
Much.
Getting
good
it
job.
Completed.
Absolutely. Hollifield really put a lot of effort into this, and I do appreciate the work that he did.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
Well done.
Good job.
All right. Tammy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I think we are going to defer this item.
Okay.
Can we?
Is that correct?
Can we defer it till after executive session?
I think we'll have to move this item till after the
session. Okay, we can do that.
And, Judge, I'd like to move executive session up before emergency management.
Okay, we can.
If
you'd like to do that, well, then let's do this then. Then purchasing. Let's move down. We're going to defer this to after emergency management and emergency management to after, to after executive session and then emergency management after executive session as well, correct?
That's
all right. Purchasing.
Good morning.
Gilbert, how are
morning,
you?
Gilbert.
Good, thank you. Our first item is to approve or consider approving change order number 4 to our M4 public sector project for additional consulting time not to exceed $100,000 funding out of IT.
Okay, we have a motion.
Move. Second.
Any discussion?
So what happened to the cost savings that M4 had by not having to travel to us as frequently as they were planning during COVID time period, which I understand is well into the six figures.
Right. Well, we talked with N4 during phase one because we had to move our go live date. At that time, this is the N4 contract is not a time and materials contract. It's fixed fee contract. Whatever it costs is what it costs them. If it's more than what they projected or less, it is what it is, and they bill us based on milestones. Bobby and the other group may be better equipped to answer this question. However, I'll give it a shot. So when phase one had to move the go-live date, we used that exact argument to N4 for having a $0 change order in phase one. With this particular phase, which is phase two, which is payroll, because of holidays, because of the movement of phase one, we have to move phase two as well. And because having to move phase two and the work that still needs to be done from the three departments in phase two, this is what we've come up with. It started off at $150,000. We brought it down to 100. We think it's going to be a lot less. We think it might be 70, but this is a not to exceed, and it's a time and materials change order. The county treasurer will be managing the time of the consultants in this particular change order, and anybody within phase two that needs a consultant goes through the treasurer. She keeps track of those hours and manages those hours. And we're hoping to about 75,000. She's saying 65, but I'm giving her an extra 10.
This is completely different than what has how it's been done in the past.
Yes, sir.
If we were scheduled for so many hours a week and we only used half of those hours with the old contract, we were charged for every one of those hours. So with our negotiations with these folks, we've kind of put them on notice, and we've told them we're going to pay for the hours that we use. They've, so far, I believe they've agreed.
Yes, sir.
So it's a whole lot better contract, a whole lot better negotiations than what we had before we went into these with these folks.
So what happened to the hours that were dedicated to phase two initially for consulting?
They've been used. They've been working. Melanie, but would you like to really address that one?
Because the question, like, if we knew they had cost savings from not having to travel, and we know it was in the six figures, I mean, I got that from the team over there, why are we not making them use those dollars that they saved? They didn't have to burn it. They should apply that to phase two. And what if we just tell them we're not going to give you any more? No $100,000.
At this
make
point,
it work.
If we don't give them anymore, I do not believe that we will have the help we need to finish this project. To be very honest with you.
And in the contract, is there anything we can do to go after them and make them finish this? Look, N4 has not done a good job. Everybody knows it. We're not anywhere near where we need to be. Most people still don't even know how to use the dang thing. And this is a $16 million debacle. It's wrong. We should not be throwing more money at this issue.
Commissioner, our goal, and I will tell you that the, you know, HR department and risk management and my office are committed to getting this done. This is the product that, I mean, I'll be honest, I came into office with this already being settled. I have raised, as you know, many issues with this product. However, I think it's still a good product. I think it is a matter of us making the necessary adjustments that we need to make in order to get this to where we need to be. Part of the reason why we need to extend this is because of holidays, as Gilbert emphasizes. To have the time to train everyone in this county, because this portion of this in particular touches every single employee.
I think the point, though, Melanie, is that I think that the commissioner is making is that there was monies that should have been expended that wasn't expended.
I don't disagree.
And it's kind of like they got a free pass on that part, and we don't get any advantage of it at all. Now we go into a whole new section, and now we're paying. It's just, what's that about?
My understanding from discussions with the county attorney is that there's really nothing we can do with regards to the way the contract was previously written. And that,
can we try?
BD?
Can we send them a letter? Can we get
well, we
on the phone?
We had almost no discussion
about
with regard to the aspects of the contract. You know, sat in on one meeting where a non-monetary change order was discussed. So we haven't been asked to look into this particular.
Can you do that? Could you have that conversation with them and say it's the will of the court to at least explore? If we can save $100,000, it's well worth doing.
Here's the deal. I mean, as unfortunate as COVID is for N4 and for the people, I mean, it was a windfall for them. It all went, everything that we've been doing, I guess, has been online. They haven't had to travel. They haven't had to come, put anybody up, have
Judge,
people here.
$5,500 a week.
You see what I'm talking?
I'm just going to say this. The way the contract was written, we don't have a whole lot of leg to stand. And I'm certainly not an attorney.
Right.
But as far as our commitment to this project, I'm not so sure we committed everything we said we was going to, number one. Number two, COVID did hit, and I'm not a fan of everything being blamed on COVID. I'm sick and tired of everything being blamed on COVID. But we're at the point with the holidays, with the time we spent, with the money we spent, we have got to get this moved forward. We have got to make this work. And if we had to pay by the hour till we can settle this up, we need to do this. But we have got to get some. We can't tell these folks no. Let me back up. We shouldn't tell these people no right now. We got to have their help to get where we need to be to get ready for payroll and get ready for everything else we're doing.
Yeah, Commissioner Riley is correct in that in a lot of respects. And part of it is there are issues with both parties on in this implementation.
Yes.
And you add COVID on top. I mean, they're, you know, having some limited involvement in it. There are issues with the county. There are issues they could possibly raise with the county and probably have raised with the county. So, yes, we can look at it more specifically if the court would like us to do. We have it ready. We have the agreement. I've gone through it, went through it about again about a month ago.
Can we
anticipating
wait
1 week?
I mean, if we wait 1 week till December 7th, that gives you time to talk with them and try to negotiate. So I just feel like we know, Bobby, $5,500 a week, 75. What was the number that they saved roughly?
I believe that was probably close.
For how many weeks?
Almost a year. I mean, 7 months.
Since February, give or take. But I think something that also needs to be brought up is that we're paying right around $55,000 a month, whether we use the system or not. The longer we push it out, the more we're paying for something we're not using.
Well, here's, I think what the commissioner, correct me if I'm wrong, Commissioner, BD can talk to these people, can ask, tell them our position on this. We have another court coming up here shortly. And to possibly defer this until that time, because I'm
and I'm going to beg you not to do that. And the reason why I'm going to beg you not to do that is in order to get this done faster. At this point in time, this $100,000 not to exceed that we've agreed to with them started today, pending y'all's approval. And so that starts the timeline running to where we can still make the deadlines that we put in this contract. A delay of even a week with the holidays is going to duplicate and extend that extension.
Look,
and
I
that's
going to
potentially cost us more.
Everybody needs to understand one thing, too. It's not one meeting a week, which I've been trying to go to, and it just blows my mind how these meetings, what goes on in these meetings. These folks are meeting every day. Somebody's meeting with N4 every day. It might be Treasurer today for 2 hours. It may be Amanda. It may be whoever. It's not like these guys are coming in once a week and sitting down and getting on the Zoom meeting and trying to get all these worked out. It's every day, and I'm like Melanie. If we don't move on this right now, we're never going to meet any of these deadlines.
Yeah. And okay. For further clarification, I was involved in the negotiation. One reason we did the benchmarks that we did so we wouldn't have a Tyler issue where, oh, we need more help, so it's constant time billing. Here, they may have saved some by not having traveled as much during COVID. That's just the way it happens. But they also could have been required to work more to implement that phase. And then a slight modification like this, I do understand the time frames because what we have been involved in about a month or so ago, I believe, Commissioner, you were right after you were involved, the time frames are getting very tight right now. They're very tight in order to implement this program going forward.
Well, we've got every expert we got on a job telling us we need to do this. And, we can talk, but I don't, from what I'm hearing, we don't really have any choice in the matter. We need to do it, and we need to move it along. It is what it is. It's what we've got.
And we
you
will
can't just say,
manage
I'm not going to do anything else. We're just going to let it play out. You can't do that.
And our goal is to bring it as low as we can.
I move on this motion.
So.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Opposed?
Opposed.
I'm opposed.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Go ahead, Gilbert.
Yes, sir. The second item, let me get to it real quick. Second item is to take all appropriate action to approve the award for Project 21-11, which is the Montgomery County Forensics Facility Building. We went out for competitive sealed proposals. We got 10 responses. Of those 10 responses, I believe 6 were at budget or below. The team that evaluated those 10 were Precinct 2, Commissioner's Office, Purchasing's Office, Budget, and Facilities. And the highest evaluated firm, based on those evaluations, is Brookstone. Their bid price or their proposal was $11,050,000. With, see how many days it was? 380-day completion. And that's for the entire project.
Good job. Yay.
I move.
Second. Commissioner, second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Opposed?
Motion carries.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done, excellent. Gilbert. Job well done. Tim, thank you so much. Commissioner Riley, thank you very much from a JP that had to deal with this for many years. It's been a long time coming, and I appreciate it very much. We owed it to the people to do this, to bring this about.
Thank you all, y'all.
Amen.
All y'all's help.
All right. Number 15, County Attorney.
Consider and approve amending the resolution order related to cause number 20-10-12047, which was approved on October 13, 2020, to designate a line item, which happens to be a non-departmental outside litigation line item. And what that is we put a resolution order through court, and there was a blank line showing where those expenses should come from, and we work with the auditor's office to fill that blank in.
Okay.
Move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, commissioners, item number 16, consider and approve resolution order authorizing application for general issue license plates for exempt vehicles. Do we have a motion?
I move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. At this point, we're going to move to executive session. The court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071, 551.076. We shall be back in a few moments. All right. We're going to reconvene. Right, we're going to come back together, and we're going to move forward. And Tammy, if our tax assessor collector, if you'd come up on item A.
Judge, I would like to defer that item.
You want to defer it? Okay, that's good.
I want to defer it, and we will bring it back hopefully December the 7th at the next court date.
Okay, great. Okay? Thank you. Is it the 8th or the 7th?
8th.
It was the 8th.
December 8th.
I thought it was the 8th. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, we can defer that. Okay, emergency management. Jason?
Morning, Judge and Commissioners. Do we want to do the motion from executive session on that item, or do pull that at the end? Okay.
All right, yeah.
So start with 13A. Consider, discuss, take appropriate action authorizing emergency management to purchase N95 masks from Safewear, amount not to exceed $245,000. This is from CARES funds. This would be $250,000 N95 masks from Safewear.
All right. Do you have storage room for them?
Oh, yeah.
Who's using the N95 mask?
Hospitals, first responders, fire departments, police departments are primarily the use of the N95.
The hospitals get them from us?
If they run out. We haven't had to fulfill any of those orders, but we have stored some just in case they have a surge and their supply chain gets disrupted. We can have them. So.
How many does $245,000 buy?
$250,000 of them. They're 97 cents apiece.
Great,
this is right. And the next item B is also Boundary. That's the same thing, N95 mask. Okay. With the increase in, go ahead, Judge.
We have a motion to approve.
This is N85 mask, by the way.
Okay. On the agenda,
this is yeah. N85.
It's a typo. It's an N95.
Okay, but we're not on that one yet. But we'll bring that
apologize.
Up.
Okay,
listen,
oh, somebody,
please, everybody, listen. Let's move forward. Do we have a motion to approve A?
Yes, I move on A.
All right. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now,
Item B, which is a typo, it should read N95 mask.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, there's no need for N85s. I don't even think they exist. This was with Boundtree for $164,000. I think the item is to not to exceed $170,000 NT. We shouldn't get there, but $164,985 is what the invoice is. This is, I'd have to do the math, but it's for 1,500 cases of N95 masks with 35 to a case.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Okay. Item C is consider
discuss. Motion carries.
Thank you, Judge. I apologize. Item C, consider, discuss, and take appropriate action regarding updating Montgomery County's COOP plan. That stands for Continuity of Operations Plans with Bold Planning. Authorize OEM to execute any necessary agreements. Project costs not to exceed $60,000. Funds to come from CARES Act or any other funding source. This is, as we ran into this earlier in the year when we were discussing how to operate remotely, and some departments are still operating remotely, our COOP plan needs to be updated to include new elected officials, new changes in department heads, and also our new capabilities that we now have because of COVID and with the money spent with CARES funds to give us the remote technology.
All right. Do we have a motion to approve?
Move, but questioning the CARES Act fund as a funding source.
Okay, then before we move, can we BD, is this, can we use this? Or if we need to, is it something that we need to talk about and then come back to it our next court and decide?
This is something we should use in the CARES Act fund. It's something we need to do, obviously, but to me, it'd be prudent to pay for it ourselves. But
I agree with you.
Whatever y'all think.
I'm not sure it's a direct response to COVID. It's something that we should have in our plan anyway, and the county needs it.
Amanda, how much is in contingency?
I need a clarification here. $60,000, if we're paying for it out of CARES Act funds, it could be considered an emergency-type purchase. This is over $50,000. We need a discretionary exemption from the bid process for this being a professional service. The court, I think, can grant that. Can they grant it without it being posted on the agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And as long as it's professional services,
right.
We do
we're
that
covered
all the time.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's not an exception right. to no. the rule. It's following the rules
it's
for professional service.
Exemption.
Okay.
It's a discretionary exemption the court can take.
Yes.
So is contingency where we would – is contingency then where we would
contract.
Take this?
Okay. Okay, we're good.
We're waiting on the contingency balance real quick.
Okay.
While we wait, I can move on to –
Let's wait.
D.
She'll have it in just a
okay.
second.
Commissioner, there's $450,454, and there's, I believe, pending one more transfer into that. So you have enough to cover that $60,000.
How much is in it again?
$450,454.
So we could take the monies from contingency and commissioners. Is that what your suggestion is?
Yeah, that would be my suggestion of, you know.
Okay, then we have a motion to move on this with the monies coming from that alternative source. It would be contingency.
And with a discretionary exemption?
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. Item D is a similar plan, but this one is for the medical surge plan.
The loan.
Was there, Commissioner?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Was the medical surge plan Over the summer, the governor's orders have included the surge plans the hospitals had to come up with in the event they start to become overrun with COVID patients. They have all put those through. We have to update our county's medical surge plan that includes, incorporates all of their planning, plus emergency management side of logistics support for that.
This is specifically related to the hospital surging due to COVID?
Yes, these are separate plans. So this would be a more legitimate CARES expense, I believe.
So we wouldn't have done this if it hadn't been for the governor's
issue? At this point, no. At this point, without COVID, we wouldn't have to update our surge plan. But knowing what we know now and what's been updated, we would need to.
Jason, motion carries.
Hey, Judge, one thing. Commissioner Metter forgot to mention that part of this, we would like to see you erect that tent.
Sure.
Because Metter said he wants to see it before he goes. So
that's part of his retirement party. You're blowing it.
Well, you would just have to put
that
in
my deer lease. I got deer room.
It will scare the deer away. Trust me, you don't want it out there. It's loud.
In case we have a surge at the deer camp.
All right.
Item E.
Item E. Consider discuss take appropriate action regarding reimbursements for actual expenses incurred by the following jurisdictions. Authorize OEM to work with jurisdictions to secure an ILA. With the assistance of the county attorney's office. Further authorize Judge Mark Keogh to sign and execute the ILA on behalf of the county. These are for expenses the jurisdictions have incurred as a result of COVID-19. They are being currently audited by the auditor's office. These amounts are not to exceed amounts. There's a few jurisdictions that still have a couple questions outstanding to the auditor's office. For us to complete that audit, if they do not respond in enough time, we're going to reduce their amount by those items that were outstanding that just didn't pass the audit.
Can you break out on the Woodlands Township what dollar amount is specific to the fire department versus the other expenditures that they
I can't right now. It's possible. Krista, do you have that information or maybe a...
Because I would...
Not as easily as accessible.
We can bring that over to you on December 8th if you want.
Because I'm in favor of paying for the fire expenses, but not other expenses.
I would disagree with that. I mean, they are a political subdivision. They are our community that we support and help. They are doing things that are in the spirit of what we're trying to do. The governor took 55% of the money that came to us. We originally deferred them to go to the state to get reimbursed. The state said, no, you can't do it. You need to go back to the county itself and get it. And so these are the actual expenses. And these are our people who have taken advantage of these, whether it's the township or whatever. They are a taxing entity. And I would, Commissioner, disagree with that. I think we need to just, we have the resources. They've asked for it. They've given us receipts. It's been audited. Or it's in the process of audit.
It's being audited.
Yeah, it's being audited, and it's not to exceed. And
out of the 12, we have questions on 6 of them so far.
I don't understand how they could have that much more money expended than the city of Conroe.
Or any other ESDs. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, or any ESD. I mean, I guess you say it's been audited, and
I don't know how they could accumulate that much expense.
So... out of the 12 jurisdictions listed here, mm-hmm. 6 of them still have pending, you know. So those amounts that, for example, the Woodlands Township, the $328K, okay. That's not to exceed because we still have questions on a couple items.
Okay, so
they need this one back, and as long as we clear, that'll be amount. So
how many of the items are outstanding for the township, for example?
I don't know that. I don't know the exact amount in question, but $328 is the total that they've requested for.
It sounds like we ought to defer this.
Now, for example, ESD 10, ESD 2.
Is that your motion?
I move that we defer until Rakesh can get...
Defer all of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all connected.
I don't have a problem deferring it and relooking at it.
We can come back on the 8th.
But I do want to say something as it relates to this and how this was written. Jurisdictions have been audited and confirmed by the county auditor's office.
Well, he's not.
If it's not audited and is not confirmed, then we don't need to be led to believe that it is. And then when we get in here, we all decide, well, we have up to this to spend. I'm out on that deal because we're sitting here trying to make hard decisions here that others are paying very close attention to how we do this. And if either it's audited or it's not. And in my judgment, I think, and I would agree, I think we need to defer this until we know exactly what's happening and then revisit that.
Okay, yep. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
That item is deferred. Item number F, Jason.
If this one's considered, says take appropriate action regarding reimbursement to Montgomery County Hospital District and Montgomery County Public Health District for expenses related to COVID-19 response in an amount not to exceed $67,000, subject to final audit by the County Auditor's Office. Funding to come from CARES Act funds. Authorize County Judge Mark Keogh to execute any necessary Move. Documents.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And that then will move us to...
We have the item from executive session.
Pardon me?
We have the item from executive session. Okay. Just need a motion to authorize OEM to execute an agreement with Olson for safety and security planning,
That's
not
correct.
To exceed $40,000 out of contingency.
All right. We have a motion to that effect.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
So that's going to leave us with $354,000 in
pending. We have a carryover that we're doing for the 100K as well. So they're $100,000 more than what that.
Commissioners, just as a heads up, I'll be bringing an item on the December 8th court as well to look at the extending the lease for the warehouse where we're storing all this equipment and PPE, and we'll have to come up with that, a funding source for that. So I'll just give you a heads up.
About how much do you think that is?
On an annual basis, it's about $115,000 a year.
Do we not have a building anywhere that's air conditioned?
Got 10,000 square feet in under that library at Montgomery.
Right. We need an agenda item. We need an agenda item.
Okay. That's not a topic of discussion.
I'm bringing an item.
Deviating from the agenda. Let's stay on the agenda.
All right.
Do we have any citizens who are here that would like to make any final comments?
If we adjourn.
All right. We have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? All in favor? Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you all for being at our special Commissioners Court meeting today. Well done.